It's your boy, Lord Leonard, on the mic once again. This is Limitless with Lord Leonard. In the studio, I have with me Mr. Ruckus Man.
Yes, 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 Ruckus Man with y'all. Get ready for the bullshit.
Also in studio with me, I have Miss Iridescence, CEO of Iridescence Media.
Peace, love, light, and life to the melanated and the melanin recessive.
The white and the black fucking people.
On the line with me, I have a very close friend of mine, Mr. Theo J. Arthur. He has 10 years in the Ministry of Education as a teacher.
Get it.
Also a certified culinarian.
Chefing it up.
Mr. Theo J. Arthur, please give the people a welcome. Say hi to the people.
What's up?
Wonderful. You hear that? You say, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, you get that? That's the one of them cool teachers, you see?
What's up?
You don't say good afternoon, everybody. What's up? sit your ass down, yeah?
So, Mr. Arthur, does that mean we get to eat in your class?
No.
Wow.
That's petty.
So you greeting the people as well. You're greeting the students as what's up and telling them sit their ass down.
And yeah, that's how you get them. You get them like that.
Oh, okay. All right. That's how I go. All right.
So he's one of them cool teacher, but also a disciplinarian.
Ah, okay.
We cool, just don't eat in my class.
That's all.
That's believe it.
All right. You give the children an inch, they take a mile anyway.
Especially these little nigger children.
You said it. I did it.
Wow, that's wow. Racist. That's racist.
Wow. So my boy just Ruckus threw himself under the bus. Fuck it.
Fine with me. So the topic for today is called education under scrutiny. And for those of there who don't understand that, is we're not a bashing education. We're looking at it under a magnifying glass, straight up. And from my understanding, my experience in the education system is a lot of things they taught us, we don't really utilize today.
No.
Like they would never taught us to prepare for the real world.
No.
They never prepared us for the real world.
No, it was not.
It was more or less, they just basically shove information down your throat and expect you to apply it to your life. When really, I would say, well, 65% of it really doesn't apply for an everyday life.
No, it don't.
Now, 65% of it will apply for it if you're trying to be an astronaut or astrophysicist or one of those big titles. You understand what I'm saying?
But something tells me Naldo and Kino and Wado and Mika and all them others, maybe no fucking astronaut.
All right.
They might be a bunch of asses.
But not an astronaut.
No astronaut now.
But be that as it may, I understand that education is needed in our society because you have a lot of persons that are uneducated.
Lord Leonard, could I encourage you to just add a little tweak to that? Because education is needed, but the proper
education is needed. Oof. You know? Teaching people how to calculate their paycheck.
Yes.
That's need. That is a necessity.
Yes.
You would get robbed if you didn't know how to calculate your own paycheck. Mm-hmm. Am I right, Mr. Arthur?
Sure, it's right.
All right. How much times have you had to calculate your paycheck before you get it?
It's kind of a little hard because, you know, getting your pay stubs on time to actually calculate your paycheck in advance. But, you know, that's another thing.
that's another system issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got pay in June and that pay stub for that month don't normally come until about September.
God damn.
Yeah.
But still knowing how to calculate your paycheck is still a necessity. But Jesus Christ, September. Wow.
Wages.
Wow. So, okay. My question is, do you think what is being taught in the school systems nowadays is needed, or it's just basically persons just shoving the curriculum down your throat and telling you to teach it to the kids or whatever, and they better get it right?
Well, I think right now, I think the system has changed a bit since you were in school, which wasn't too long ago.
About 10 years.
But it's changed a bit in the way that when the kids are grouped and what we present to them. I think the catch is we sign on so much educational treaties that people need to remember. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you have to be able to have certain types of formats to your curriculum that you're going to teach mm-hmm. after doing certain things. Because, you know, the world is looking at your teaching methods and what you are teaching in the classroom. So because of that, you have to be able to teach certain things. And
I just wanted to ask, is our educational system still Westminster based?
It is.
I'll reserve my comments until he's done.
Continue on what you were saying, Mr. Arthur.
because we have, I mean, right now we're trying to find the best way to, best teaching tactics to get through to the students.
Okay.
By trying to take the topic and then transform it into something interesting that they could remember mm-hmm. and use. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a few things that you probably won't use every day. You know, level, so-and-so calculus or other things and algebra and stuff like that. But it's what the curriculum is. And as an educator, you follow the curriculum because mm-hmm. someone is behind you making sure that you follow that curriculum. Mm, and so
someone cracking the whip behind your lesson.
Basically, teachers go through the same thing students go through. And I think a lot of people don't realize that.
Mm.
We are graded every year on how we teach our classes.
Mm, word?
Okay.
You serious?
We are graded. Yes, we are.
So y'all just in a never-ending school.
Right. So, you know, people think that we just sit down and don't do nothing. You can't not do anything because you have to answer for that at the end of the year when it's time for you to be graded.
Now, see, that little bit of information right there, that completely shifts the entire mindset.
Yeah, because I really didn't know that.
Is that I thought it was just this bald head, bad teeth, stink breath, placing. Was in front of me just barking out instruction. And I mean, now I kind of understand why, you know, this person is developing a bald spot at 21.
But Mr. Arthur, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it something mm-hmm. also similar to, you know, the performance appraisals that most people undergo when they're on their jobs?
Right.
Yes,
it is.
Yes.
It is.
So it's a yearly performance appraisal.
It's a yearly one. Yeah. And around like June every year, we sit down with your administrator, because there's a direct administrator in charge of your department, mm-hmm. along with the head of department,
mm-hmm. HOD,
and we
yeah.
sit down and we go through the page on how you present your lesson, mm-hmm. how to use your objectives, what your objectives achieved with the students, and it's a really detailed breakdown.
Mm.
So it's really hard for a teacher to just go ahead and do willy-nilly. Now, don't get me wrong. Some teachers do it.
Mm,
and they get away with it. Mm, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm. I've had some exceptional teachers in my life. My second grade teacher, Mrs. Thompson. Mm. Shout out to Mrs. Thompson if she ever listens to this. This is Leonard. Yeah. And my third grade teacher, Mrs. Bain from Hugh Campbell Primary School. And they made learning so fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's take that. Mm-hmm. We're talking about second and third grade. How long have you been? How long have you been out of school now, Leonard?
About 12, 13 years.
So imagine now the impact that teacher had on second and third grade, Lord Leonard, up till now.
Wow.
That mm-hmm. should speak enough to why you need to take the teaching craft seriously.
That is so correct, because I've had some horrible teachers. Like, I ain't calling them because I ain't want, you know, incur no legal actions.
No.
You know, speaking bad about said person. But I had this teacher in the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible language teacher. Horrible. I mean, deplorable.
Did she speak proper English?
Because that's what it
sounded
like.
No, she didn't. It was in a chirin and da 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 and this and that and those and these and bitch, I speak proper English, more proper English than you. Like, what the fuck?
That's
like, you know what I'm saying? She would literally come into class, mm-hmm. not say nothing to nobody. I really don't know what happened in her personal life or if she just got
Lack of doggy.
Maybe the principal had he foot up her ass or whatever.
But lack of doggy.
She would walk in class and just start. You were like, shit.
Lack of doggy.
But she would just start writing on the chalkboard. And not just, she read a half. She would write half, go to the next side of the board, write another whole side of the board, erase the other side, write it down, write again, and then go to the other side and go to her desk and sit down. And we're like, hold on, bitch. We don't know what the fuck you're doing. You don't give us no instructions. You don't say good morning. Like, how do every teacher would say good morning, class, and mm-hmm. Good morning, Miss Satch and Satch. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You just come in there and just through work, no instructions, nothing. We write my language book, literally, half of it was just paragraphs. Paragraph. She single-handedly caused me to start ducking school.
Did she seem to be just a little uptight? Did she seem to be like really grumpy?
She was always grumpy. I've never seen this woman smile.
I might have to agree with lack of
doggy.
But she literally caused me to start ducking school. Like when I knew I had language that day, mm-hmm. I am not going to school. I'd leave in house like I get into school, but mm-hmm. I get in someplace else.
But that speaks volumes to the level of impact that teachers have on children. So it's amazing that and Lord Leonard, I'm sure you were one. You were in, you know, you did your school work.
Yeah, I did.
But if it was that horrible for you to say, Lord, I can't even go to school today.
Listen, I didn't want to see it. I always had a desire to write. I love, especially in primary school, I had to love creative writing. Loved it. Mind you, I used to get spell check a lot, but at the end of the day, that's just, I loved creative writing. Now, teachers have killed that.
Yes, they have.
I don't even want to write when I have to work. I'm just saying, because of that. And again, you have good teachers and you have bad teachers. One of the best teachers that I've had was Mr. Whitney. Shout out to Mr. Whitney if you ever hear this. This is Burroughs. But Mr. Whitney went blind right after we left school or whatever. Mm. He was my welding teacher. And Mr. Whitney kept it 100 straight across the board. And now we would have times in class where we laugh and we joke and Whitney cracking jokes or whatever. Sometimes a whole class, we just talking real life shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He prepared us in welding for the real world. Mm-hmm. Up to the day, a couple of his students are now doing underwater welding.
Oh, wow.
Because of him.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because of Mr. Whitney. Well, I didn't make it to the graduation because all the dumb shit I was doing. Mm. But Mr. Whitney put me aside. He found out before me. He put me aside and said, Leonard, you're not going to make it. But don't give up. You have talent. I see. He sees where I can go. Mm-hmm. And he's like, gonna get a day job, go back to school, further your education, get your GED, and pursue life. Because of him, I did that. Went to night school, graduated top on every subject.
Excellent.
You have good teachers and you have bad teachers. But again, the bad teachers seem like bad teachers are those said that go strictly by the curriculum, go strictly by the book. The administration give them the work and they just pass it down. They don't even try to filter it.
Not necessarily.
I'm talking about the bad teachers.
But see,
not all.
In Leonard saying that, I would like to ask Mr. Arthur. You shared with us that teachers get evaluations just like the students. Mm-hmm. In the case of Miss Lack of Doggy, if you had to give a guess as to how her evaluations went, what would you say?
It depends, because the catch is that's her everyday class. Picture this. This is an everyday class now. Mm-hmm. But the catch is we have two evaluations as educators every year.
Okay.
We have an announced evaluation and an unannounced.
Okay.
So we have that one where the administrative team, they're coming that day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you'll prepare for them. They have your books ready and all your records up to date and everything. Mm-hmm. That has to be done. Mm-hmm. So they can come in, and because that's an announced visit, she might not teach the way she's been teaching all year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's now putting out the pomp, the pageantry. She may put on her good pantyhose and all, and you know, curl her hair this day and do the whole introduction.
And she might have actually gotten some doggy the night before.
Right. Because, you know, it's an announced one, so she want to make sure she scored highly.
Mm.
And then you have the unannounced. Now, if an administrator walks into your room, you might have something planned. But you know, you can just change up things and do what you know they want to see because they're there.
Okay.
So therefore, they still won't be able to see what he sees on a daily basis.
Mm.
So therefore, when now time for their ACR, that's what they would then base that on. That and the opinion of the HOD, who would have seen her more than one time through the year.
Is there a system in place where students can actually voice concerns?
I would say that students have a lot of power. Mm-hmm. They just don't know it.
Hmm. Does that not sound like life?
We only have a job as long as students come to school.
Pretty much.
So students have to realize that that's power within itself.
Mm-hmm.
And when a teacher or something isn't going right, they have the right to report it.
Mm-hmm.
They have the right to say something about it.
Mm-hmm. So I got to report that teacher?
Of course you could have.
Yes, you could have.
Jesus
because
Christ.
The catch is, if you would have, then that would have then, they would have then said, why is this, this, and this? And even if the HOD would have got involved, they could have moved you to another class and then check your progress within that next class and then try to figure out what was the problem. Because every teacher have different teaching styles and every child might need a different teacher to get what they need.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So, you know, you don't have to, it's nothing punishable to say, I have to sit in this class all year. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to say, I'm not getting what I need in this class. And I always urge my students, especially with me as a teacher, if you're not getting anything what you need from me, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not sit in this class and don't learn anything.
Mm.
Wow.
That's not helping you and that's not helping me.
Mm.
So, you know, that's what I tell them. So if you're sitting there and, like I told a student recently before this COVID, I have to put you in another class because you're going to sit here and you're setting yourself up for fail and I cannot sit here and watch you fail.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to send you to another class where a teacher is going to allow that because I cannot allow it.
Mm. Now,
and especially as a male student, I cannot allow a male student to sit in my class and fail.
Now,
wow.
I do have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you are passionate about teaching the youth.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that is taught to you in the in your teaching, what do you call? I forgot what you call
training?
It. The teacher's training. Is that something that's taught to you in teacher's training, or is that something that you just have to have? Because let's just be real. There are some teachers that just truly do not give a fuck. I'm sorry to have to say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But just like with everything else in life, if you don't care about the job that you're in, you might as well not be there.
Right.
So where does the morale come from?
You have to have that with you.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher's training is not good. I didn't get the teacher's. I came from the industry into the classroom.
Okay.
So I didn't get the whole go to UB, get your teaching certification. I have the degrees, but I came straight from the industry into the classroom.
Okay.
So being that, I had to learn all of the things that they would have already known.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard teachers who went to the College of the Bahamas or wherever they got their degree, it doesn't prepare them for what they have to face once they enter those doors.
Okay.
Because with teacher's training, you're always shadowed under another teacher. So if you come for teacher's training, it's my class. It was my original class. And then now you have it.
Mm.
You know, my students know me. So therefore, they're not going to do nothing once I'm there.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Now, I have to leave you in there. I have to leave them in your hands. So let's see how you be able to control the class or what's not. And then after that, you're now going into, you don't have to end up at the school that you train at.
Mm.
Let me put you in another school where no student know you, never seen you before, and now you have to grasp their attention. Mm-hmm. How are you going to do that? You know, they don't teach you really that. They teach you the methods to do it. But to say that full on experience, it has to be a calling.
Okay.
You cannot just wake up one day and say, I'm going to be a teacher, because it will wear you down. It will wear you down.
Okay. So, Mr. Arthur, question, right? And this is on the topic of the yearly situation that teachers go through.
Okay.
If a teacher doesn't pass or gets a poor grade on their yearly check, yearly evaluation, what happens?
Bye bye, teacher.
They get fired.
Yeah, it's a
so who determines
score have to tally up to a certain amount. If it's below that amount, you would then be put on, I'm assuming, I'm not really, really sure. I think they put you on a probationary period. And they would have to now start popping into your classroom unannounced all the time to see what's going on and why you would have gotten that score.
So who determines their score? Like how and
that ACR is then moved from to the Ministry of Education after the principal would have signed up on it.
So basically the principal gives them the yearly evaluation.
Right. Because the principal has to now, if your administrator does it with you, that then goes to the principal because he has the last signature. He or she has the last signature, and then they will review it as well.
See, I don't think that's fair because just like the police force, you can't have a police investigating a police. That may be his brethren. Mm-hmm. As well as you can't have the teacher, the principal of the school, evaluating the teacher because that may be his or her brethren.
What that sounds like is somebody dropping the fucking ball somewhere.
Yeah, from my understanding, somebody dropped because that teacher was there all through from she started straight up until I left school.
It also sounds like that teacher Lord Leonard spoke about. She's not necessarily a isolated case. She may be more the exception. I mean, she might be more the rule than the exception, which kind of then gives you a bit of a glimpse as to why the national average is a D minus.
Well,
wow. I think going back to the passion thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for what I've seen a lot of teachers that are in education.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them may not be passionate about educating children.
So why go to be a teacher?
Because, see, you know, that's a sure paycheck every month and 3 months of summer for sure, vacation.
Mm.
So why not go here, get your degree, go there and do your thing?
Wow.
I don't get it. The job is too tedious for that. Like, go in another government office.
So,
go in education just because of government.
So, Mr. Arthur,
stress yourself out.
So you don't think that's the case?
I mean, I've heard it. I've heard it. I've heard people say, you know what? No matter what you do, I get paid anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I've heard people say, well, like, you know, I heard people made reference to, well, people only here for a check. And I'm looking at it like, how? Mm. I'm sitting here trying to get through to 25 students or 30 students in the front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm teaching 25 and 5 of them got the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them didn't get on the way I taught that time. So I have to go around the room and break this down to groups of students. I pray to God the next group that heard me tell that group, they got it from that example. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't get it, I have to now go individually and try to break it down to each student in a 45-minute period.
I would also imagine
that's
if everything is firing on all cylinders and going perfectly. you got the idiot in the back who
will
be the class clown. You got not to take it that dog, make it that serious, but then you got some children dealing with issues at home.
Absolutely.
That's clouding their mind.
You got kids going through a series of depression and things.
Exactly.
And then you
would be teaching
and
a student with Brussels crying in the middle of a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You have those times where you now become the parent.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be teaching normal class, the class is quiet. Like, example, I do this just this question.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a random day and I'll just put, who am I on the board with a big question?
Oh,
Jesus. And I would fuck. Give them a white sheet.
You know how heavy that question is, Theo? Shit. That question, yeah. That hit me hard just now.
Some 50-something-year-olds don't know who I am.
I would give them a white sheet of paper, and I hold it up, and I would explain, who are you? And I would give them different examples.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, one lesson I did that, and the tears started flowing. I didn't even distribute the white paper yet. I just hold the white paper in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is a blank canvas. This is who we are when we first started.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you? Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to give you this white paper, and I want you to write who you are. I said, now when you write it, just note that if you want me to read it, you can rest it on my desk. Afterwards, after I would have read it, I'm going to burn it to make sure no one else sees it.
Mm-hmm.
That became an emotional time in that class. That broke down so much students, and it's an activity that I keep doing to this day because some students just need to vent.
Yeah,
and when they vent and they have that time, it's so much easier to teach them after that. It's like, now this wall is down. I said, thank you, God. Now I can get through to this student.
But that speaks,
giving me goosebumps, bro.
That speaks a lot, too. Okay, so you mentioned Ruckus Man, why the national average is a D. And the thing about it is our children are going through so much. Whether that's home, even whether that's within the school. And a lot of times the barrier for them learning is the shit that they're actually going through.
Yes.
You know?
Wow.
Sometimes it's the parents. Because, you know, let me tell you why. It's the parents. Mm-hmm. For example, they came to the class and we'd be discussing simple discussion. I have a lime and I have a lemon. What's the name of this? Sour. What is a sour? Sour is a flavor. Lime is the fruit. Sour is the flavor. Lime is the fruit.
Yes.
That would take up a whole class. That's a discussion. Like they just, it shocked the world out of them. So now they go home and then they say, Mommy, this is a lime. Mommy then says, that's sour and I've been cooking with sour all my life and that's what that is.
Exactly.
So now a student comes back to teacher. My mommy said that's a sour.
What that sounds like then is perpetuated ignorance.
I
would imagine, Mr. Arthur, you gave that example, something as simple as that, right? There are other more serious topics and issues that come up in the classroom, right? Mr. Arthur has a passion for teaching children. Sorry to have to say it like this, but they may be getting the wrong direction at home. And the child is going to spend more time in that environment than in the classroom.
I just was going to say that because they spend, 8 hours at school being trained, taught, and things like that.
But the rest of the day at home. But in Mr. Arthur's case, we see, I don't think a lot of people think about this. Yes, the children spend 8 hours in school. They're not spending 8 hours with Mr. Arthur.
Nope.
They're spending maybe 90 minutes with him. So there's no way 90 minutes can compare with the rest of the day.
Right.
Well,
so now learning is not continuous now. It stops right there. So when they go home, whatever was taught in that classroom, it stops.
Exactly.
So now at what point, and I think this is what one of the initiatives that the Ministry of Education was pushing, at what point does the parent take responsibility for that? Because we do our part. Some of us, you know, we could teach the sky down and make sure the student gets. And when they leave here, they're like, they're smiling. I get it. And when they leave that school, they come back. It's like, now you have to reteach. Why do we have to reteach? Because, you know, this student has to go home to take care of a family. Or this student has to go and work to pay bills for the home that they live in. Or they may not even live with their parents. They may live by themselves. Yes. They're paying rent.
Or
you have students that in that position too. Or someone has to now prostitute themselves to make it day by day just to do that. And this is what we're walking into this room every day.
I don't think most teachers realize who they are dealing with.
That's a good point.
You're like, I'm sure students have confided in you on numerous occasions. And from my understanding, not anything that you've told me, but just through experience, coming in school or whatever, we've had in my class, we've had rape victims. Mm-hmm. We've had persons who father was molesting them, everything. And the teacher had no idea mm-hmm. all that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's sad that teachers don't see kids
mm-hmm.
as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, and again, not to say every teacher. You have some teachers that come and just, like you said, they won't get a paycheck and call it that. Mm-hmm. Screw what happened to this little child or whatever. It's not my business.
Mm-hmm.
That's something for you, man. You part to do. But what if mommy and daddy are the perpetrators of whatever's going on in their life?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a scary side to that too, you know, mm-hmm. because you have to remember now, you have, don't put yourself in a position where it's a child's opinion versus yours, because you don't have a voice as an educator.
Mm-hmm.
So never put yourself, you might be able to help the student,
mm-hmm.
but you don't never want the child to say, oh, Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so came to my house and only me was home.
Mm-hmm.
That don't sound right.
No, that doesn't sound right.
So now the authorities look at that as something different. Mm-hmm. Don't ever, you have to now keep yourself to a point of you want to help,
yes.
but then you have to be able to keep yourself in the position that you don't, and your helping doesn't look like it's something different.
Mm-hmm. So basically you walk on a thin line.
You have teachers, mm-hmm. you have teachers who have been falsely accused.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cannot come back into the system
mm-hmm.
because they're being falsely accused.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to. So I think it's fair in teachers sometimes that they want to help. They really do. Like now we can't give students ride home in our cars.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I used to crack a joke that if I see it raining, I'll speed past some of them
mm-hmm.
because it was like you now it's your, their opinion against yours. And mm-hmm. if a child says what they say about you, that's it.
That's gospel.
That's mm-hmm. the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to find a way to prove that what that child say is wrong, and only you and that child is in a car, and the only thing you did was drop the child home, or only thing you did was something simple because you had compassion
mm-hmm.
for the student. And mm-hmm. so it's a little fail.
You see why I say, you know, when I can get a video camera, a little GoPro, whatever, and set it up in my car, two or three of them, whatever, set up in my car and watch all angles. Man. Like, 2 in 10, 2 in 10. Hans, 2 in 10.
Mm-hmm.
Make your accusation then. Huh?
Right, right.
But, I mean, that is...
You, so it's a kind of affair sometimes when you think of it like that. So I think some persons might want to, but they have a fear that, you know, I don't need, you know, this extra drama in my life or something mm-hmm. like that. So they want to, but then... They're limited to the rules that now is in place because of past action of certain things that would have happened.
I mean, it's only fair because, you know, if you especially if parents were behind it, you know, were saying, tell the police, the teacher did this and teacher did that. Boy, wow. Man, Theo, y'all got a rough job. Jesus.
I mean,
us being got a rough job. You only there to teach, you know.
I'm glad you said it like that, because my question now is, are we putting too much of a responsibility on teachers to actually raise children? Because in my mind, that's not the teacher's job. Their job is to really teach. Mm-hmm. And so from a lot of what I have been seeing is, you know, the kids are at home and it seems like some parents feel like teachers should be responsible for all of their child's learning.
Mm-hmm.
The learning doesn't that start at home?
Pretty much.
It's supposed to.
Let me ask it like this, and I'm so sorry I have to get this rugged and raw.
Go ahead, man. Feel free.
I'm so sorry I have to do this. Mr. Arthur, you teach on average between 20 and 30 students, right?
Right.
Did you grind for them?
No.
So none of those children are your direct children, right?
No.
Why should you be responsible for the complete development of a child you didn't juice for?
Ooh, that's raw. That's raw.
But you know,
raw chicken right now.
I like you putting it like that, because then some parents will get it.
I have to say it like that.
And I strongly believe that during this time that children has had to have been home,
mm-hmm.
and they blaming teachers for their child being dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Excuse me, sweetie.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It ain't. Sorry, it's not the teacher.
No, it's not the teacher. It's not the teacher. Maybe, listen, a lot of people do not take having children seriously. Yes. They believe it's mm-hmm. having an accessory. Mm. We've seen it throughout the community time and time again. Well, this one had a baby. Oh, they had a baby. Let me go see the baby.
Then they dress it up like a doll.
Dress it up and they have big time party and this and that. No, this ain't a Michael Kors bag. Mm.
Mm.
This ain't rims for your car.
This is life.
This is life. You are responsible for a whole person. You don't know what this person could turn out to be. This person could turn out to be either the next prime minister of the country or can turn out to be a rapist and serial killer.
Absolutely. And all the of next that is Cordell dependent Farrington. On the parents.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All about not just the parent, the support system. If there is a support system.
If there is a support system.
Because one of the things that I realize in our society, and you can concur with this too, Mr. Arthur, is that in society we don't have support systems.
No.
Because
grandmothers are now in their 30s.
Yeah, yeah. Use a grandmother at 30.
Yeah.
You know, your grandmother is still, she's still trying to find a man and, you know, mm-hmm. get tattoos and piercings and
mommy
in her 20s and then the child now coming in and, you know, report card day comes and mommy in. Spaghetti strap and mm-hmm. short pants, tell her cheeks hanging out. And
probably trying to throw a pass at the teacher. Hey, listen, my child failing, but you know, Mr. Arthur, you know, we could wake something out. Like, what the fuck?
Listen to that closely and clearly, because that's just highlighting what it is that we've been saying.
Hmm.
It is. The child has been failing. Mm-hmm. You see it on the report cards.
Mm-hmm.
But you going up there to rough up Mr. Arthur and colleagues. Mm-hmm. But when it was time for the child to do homework, you never checked to see if Chucky had any damn homework.
Exactly.
No, they have an excuse for that. You know, they said, so why you don't call me? Huh?
What?
So I have 35 students. You imagine me calling 35 parents every time a child does something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
why didn't you check?
You don't got that much. Nobody got that much minutes to be doing every day.
I'm in the same classroom from Monday to Friday,
mm-hmm.
8:30 to like 3:15 or even 4:00 because mm-hmm. I have to now stay back and mark
mm-hmm.
because I don't have those extra days.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to now do that. I'm here. Why didn't you just take it upon yourself to come in and said, hi, mm-hmm. I want to check on my child.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But now a report card comes out and it's mm-hmm. a bad grade. Then you come and say, why didn't you call me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if your child no used to pop up on them? Could you imagine with the level of respect I'll get from your child or the amount of work I can get out of them?
Mm-hmm. Exceptional respect. Exceptional work.
And I'm sure Mr. Arthur can firmly testify to the fact of when parents are more involved with the children, he has less issues and more productivity out of them.
Very much so.
Mm.
So,
and I love of involved parents. They are the best set of parents ever.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to all of my involved parents. I
mm-hmm.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean,
woo. Okay.
But you know,
Mr. Arthur. Mm-hmm. This is a question that has been nagging me, and I asked it to you over the phone before we started the recording.
Okay.
It goes into math. Yes, I'm attacking your math teachers. Math. Okay. All y'all telling me.
Big up to the math teachers.
Yeah, big up to the math teachers who teach in cents. You know?
I'm
teaching dollars and things.
Hate
yes.
math.
See,
math can thoroughly kiss every part of my ass.
I was one of those that hated math, and I still hate math. But again, I've met some math teachers
mm-hmm.
that drilled it into my head, the things that I needed to know for life.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, there's those teachers that want to teach you trigonometry and X plus this equals 34. And mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what? I was coming into X plus. How? You fuck up. They fuck up math when they start bringing letters into math.
Yes.
I thought math was nothing.
Math is supposed to be numbers, calculations, equations, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Where the fuck you get X and Y and Z and Q equals this, and how the fuck E equals MC squared? I don't know. And you want me to go up to the board to solve this problem? Bitch, I don't know. If you keep asking me, I can cuss you up. I don't know the answer. You haven't taught me shit.
Let me ask this question to all four of us. And let's start with you, Mr. Arthur. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about your pay stub, right? Okay. Now, let's just say for the sake of argument, at the end of the month, or when the pay stub comes, it says $2,500, right?
Okay.
Whatever deductions are made is taken from, is taken out, and you're left right with a figure, right? Mm-hmm. When you look at that final figure, do you see any letters next to it? Because I have never seen after national insurance and the loan payment and the this and the that insurance and all, I have never seen a comma or a colon 1928-29 equals X. I've never seen that shit. So why in the whole fuck?
Yeah, you,
am I being asked to find X? I don't even like my ex. As far as I'm concerned, my ex could die.
Wow. But yes, Theo. Why did you do that?
I think what it is the instruction given. I look at math, and big up to all of the math teachers, the really good ones. I had a really excellent math teacher. I had two. One was Allison Brush, I'm going to call her name. She's awesome. And one was, I think it's Mr. Springer. The instruction, the reason why I liked Miss Allison Brush was, we had a student who came from the Beacon School in Freeman. The Beacon School was a special school for kids with special learning disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And they put him in our classroom.
Mm-hmm.
She was able, by the time she was able to explain the work to us, she was able to get him to understand exactly what she wanted him to, as far as that was concerned. Fuck,
he's a damn good teacher.
That's the finger of God right there.
He got the work exactly how we got it. She never gave him any other, no different, nothing different.
You sure he was special needs?
Yes, he was. He came because he was in a special unit. They had them in a special unit, but they wanted to integrate them into the rest of the school. Mm-hmm. So they put them in regular math classes and regular English classes, so they can be around other students and help them be with their, you know, to learn. So she was awesome at that. I think math is very complicated, but how I look at it now that I'm on the next side, as a student, I hated math, but I had really good math teachers. But how I look at it now is that math goes in certain levels. And once you already get long division, addition, subtraction, we have to now move up to the next level. We can't stay there. It doesn't even go on. We can't even take that on for a whole 3 years. It stops at a certain point. So now we have to add the next level into it. And then you have to add the next level into it. But I think what they started doing now, we started streaming them. So if you're in the bottom set, which would be like a set 5, you're not going to see algebra. You probably won't. If you do, it'll probably be like a grade 5, 6, you know, between your high algebra or something like that. And as if you're in the top stream, of course you're going to get it. It's going to pile up on you because now you're smart. And you need to add on to what you already know. And, you know, because you're in the top stream, that's what happens. Okay. So because math moves in levels and algebra is one of the higher levels and calculus and all the other things have to come onto it, that's why they get it. That's what I got being on the next side now.
Okay.
But so, as a student, I really never understood.
Okay. Here's my question.
Okay.
I understand that we need math every day in life.
Right.
I get that. Because when GB Power decide to completely fuck with your light bill, you better know some nuts. Okay, when you go into the food store, you better know your maths.
Yep.
Right.
When it comes to your paycheck, you better know your maths.
Right.
My thing is this. Can we take away algebra, calculus, simultaneous and quadratic equations. Can we take them out? Can we learn how to calculate something like compound interest? Maybe if we knew that, we wouldn't run to Commonwealth Bank for a loan for a vacation.
But that's where then I go see your technical area, because that's not even taught in basic math. That's taught more in the, if you were like a business student and you went into business studies, that's where that would be taught.
Okay, how about we just start teaching kids how to count money?
Pretty much.
How about we start teaching?
We really do, but that's primary school. The catch is... When we start, we introduce kids into money in primary school. What is a dollar? What is the dime and the nickel? We do that in primary school.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can remember that.
Right. The levels, it goes up. But the basic math covers a lot of the calculating of your salary and the calculating of the light bill. And it covers all of that. That's like junior high. We cover all of that. Kid you not. From primary school to junior high. Covers all of those. Now, when you get to senior high, because you should have already covered that. That's when now you meet all these A plus A and
X,
what is
Y,
A plus
and
A?
Z's.
Right, when you put A plus A could equal B, C, D, because that's the next in alphabet. That's what I think. Of course, you know.
I'm wondering if. Even with math, and when you get to a certain level, I'm wondering if it all has to do with whether you have a decent math teacher. Because when I was in high school, I had a Mr. Brush. And I dreaded that math class because all I heard was... However...
She just heard an AK-47 licking off in class.
I kid you not. But when I got to college... I had the most awesome math professor who, it turned out, because I thought I was just an idiot in math.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that semester, she was referring students to me to tutor. Like, I actually got a mathematics certificate. But this woman broke down. If something was zero, she was able to show why it's zero. She shows the working out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What I remembered from high school is, this zero because it's zero, because I say so.
It's zero because it's zero. I don't even know why it's zero. It's zero.
I say all of that to say, I think it strongly depends on whether you have a gifted math teacher or not.
Because if
all I remember is, and I listen, I'm not exaggerating. But when you look at the window, come on.
Right, like again.
I know in my math class, y'all remember all the adults on Charlie Brown?
But that's what I ended up like tuning out, and I ended up gazing out the window because it's like I can't even do this.
You can't do it because again, for me personally, when I went to night school, this is how I passed. Every teacher made whatever subject it was fun.
Mm.
Mm.
Every teacher. Okay. Because I was fresh in the workforce, I paid very close attention when it came to math. Because they did the topic of calculating paychecks and this and that and accountings. I paid very close attention to that.
So what that means, what Leonard is explaining is something that, you know, I guess every teacher can take a page from. Not only can you make the subject more accessible, you have to make it more relatable. Because I'm more than certain if Leonard's math teacher during the time came in there talking about calculus and finding X, really, we back to this shit again?
I was getting home. I was literally going to go home. You come here right now. But no, for real.
I've heard some really, I'm that type of teacher. If I hear a teacher teaching in the distance, I like to listen.
Are you eavesdropping?
I like to hear good teachers. I really love good teachers and hearing teachers teach and how they bring their lesson across.
Listen,
kudos to the math teachers of St. George's High School.
Mm.
You know, I've heard, listen, they really take the time to break down that lesson and break down what the kids need to know. And it has to be the job of that teacher. because math is very complicated just looking at it. Too much numbers in a row is just complicated.
Yes.
Because then you have brackets now, you have plus signs, you have subtraction signs, and now you put them in brackets, and how are you supposed to move the brackets? Because now that'd be like an English class, because now you have letters, brackets, and then you're meeting English and math together. And it looked like a sentence to me, and I trying to figure out how to make this sentence out.
Pretty much.
You know. You know?
That's a sentence that don't make sense.
No. Right? It has to be that teacher has to be able to say, I have to break it down. And you can't just break it down one way, because there's multiple ways to get that answer. So now you have to break it down. So you have to find a teacher who's going to take their time to say, you know what? Let me give them these five examples instead of giving them the one example. And see which example they're going to use to get that one answer.
Agreed.
So, you know, I must say.
I think a lot of teachers, one of the things that a lot of teachers don't understand too is everybody has different ways they learn.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because for certain subjects, you could bark them at me and I'll get them. I'll get them just like that. You bark certain things at me, I'll get it. But for the things that I'm struggling in, or I used to struggle with, if you bark them at me, I'd probably bark them back at you.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck you trying to... I don't know what X is. I don't know. You could tell me X is 42. 15 minutes later, what the fuck is X? I don't know.
I see.
You know, because I never had a passion for math. Mm-hmm. So it ain't a stick. But if you make it fun for me, make it memorable, I will remember these things.
It's one of the questions why I asked earlier if our educational system is still Westminster-based. The Westminster system is tailored for certain kinds of people. And the thing about it is, with us in the Bahamas, we are visual learners. We can see something, so a lot of times only see it once, bang, we know how to do it. Case in point, a lot of us may watch Grammy make Johnny Cake, watch Grammy make potato bread, chicken sauce, all of that. We watch Grammy. Okay, we now know how to do it. We can try it a couple of times. Might mess up. But we watch Grammy, Grampy, Mommy, Daddy, two things. That's how we learn.
You can't
then sit those children who have already gotten used to visual learning. You're now sitting them in front of a teacher. And now you just... reading and talking to them. Some children are not going to respond to that.
No, that is so correct, because in fourth grade, I had a science teacher. Her name was Miss Butler. And one of the things that she used to do was, like, every month, once or twice a month, we would have a science lesson. And the science lesson wouldn't be her typewriting on the board or nothing. It's just a movie. Some educational crap or whatever. I can't remember what it was. But it was a movie, and most of the persons would get that right. The questions afterwards, they would get right. Because, you know, we visual base. And let's be real, to add to that, who the hell know how to season food with a measuring cup? White people. Really?
That's why Karen has put raisins and potato salad right now with your stupid ass.
That has to do with flavor.
but see, the thing about the Westminster system, which I kind of place at the feet of the ministry, right? The Westminster system says, sit down and regurgitate answers back to me. And I know that's how you're learning. If you across the board realize the system is not working, change it. But no, what we're going to do is, yes, the square peg go in the round hole. It goes in here. Yes, it goes in here. Yes, it goes in here. Don't tell me don't go in. Yes, it goes in here. Yes, it goes in. And we do that for 25 fucking years. And then wonder why a generation of people are so fucking stupid.
Wow.
So let me add on to the controversy. So when you look at who we are as a people here in the Bahamas, and we're using the Westminster system, and the system that is Eurocentric in nature,
mm-hmm.
right? To a people that's highly melanated,
mm-hmm.
there's little to no African-centered
no.
learning or aspects of our curriculum.
No.
Could it be that we might need to revamp the whole system?
Mm.
The whole system to now teach our children, we tailor and teach our children so that, for example, Mr. Ruckus said, most of us are more visual learners.
Yes.
You know, is it that we would probably need to tailor our system to really match who we are as a people?
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that our melanated recessive white people learn is mm-hmm. different from us. Mm-hmm. So let me pose this to you, Mr. Arthur. Do you think we need to revamp the system? Do you think we need to consider that?
I think with how the system is now and how it's set up, you are given a curriculum,
mm-hmm.
and you take the information, but it's really up to the teacher on how to know their students. I had a student, if I put too much writing on the board, he closes his book and puts his head on the desk.
Fuck you. Sorry.
Pretty much. It was too much information one time. So his thing was that's a bit much for me. So he put his head on the desk and he closes his book.
Mm-hmm.
And after the class would have been over, I would now have to now re-explain the whole thing to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then give him the notes via paper or photocopy. So, I mean, we get the information, but mm-hmm. it's up to us to change it to make sure it reaches each student. I think the complicated part about that is when you have a classroom, and some classrooms has 42 kids, don't get me wrong. Some of these classrooms are packed.
It's too much.
Trying to reach 42 children in that one period or in that whole time frame, like each child,
mm-hmm.
it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I cannot drop the ball mm-hmm. because I'm the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But now how do I reach 42 kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and trying to break down this lesson to reach 42 different learning learning abilities, right? Mm-hmm. Not just learning ability. It's hard,
mm-hmm.
but I think that's where it comes into play. Me being on the teacher side now and seeing it firsthand,
mm-hmm.
it's trying to break down that lesson
mm-hmm.
to say now you have the different learning abilities. So now this child may if I show them a picture of it, they can get it.
Okay.
Now, this child might not be able to read, but if I read the questions to them, they mm-hmm. give me they could be able to give me the answers back without writing it down.
So that
but
means
if I give them a written exam,
mm-hmm.
they're going to fail the written exam.
So that means that child may be an auditory learner. He has to hear it
Absolutely.
To process
right.
it. Now,
right.
now, I do want to look at the flip side of it. Okay. And I want to take your example, Mr. Arthur. Correct me if I'm wrong. I heard you had a student. If there's mm-hmm. too much writing on the board, he shuts mm-hmm. down.
Yes.
Okay. On the flip side of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
While yes, you have to find ways to get through to that child.
Mm-hmm.
Life doesn't always work like that. So for example, let's take that same concept, too much writing into it. When you walk into a situation like an airport, where there are signs everywhere, where they list certain things, right? That's not the time to say there's too much writing into that. Because you might fuck around and do something to cause you get your ass kicked off the plane. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Or too much writing into this.
Right.
You about to sign a contract. Of whatever. If you come up in an environment where your default is there's too much writing iron into that, guess what? They about to bongi you with this contract. You see what I'm saying? You about to get taken advantage of. So my question is, instead of revamping the entire Westminster system,
right.
does there have to be a meeting in the middle? Where some components of the Westminster system doesn't apply anymore, so it needs to adapt to change. But at the same time, the children need to understand not everything in life is going to go your way just because you don't like it.
Mm. Again, that's preparing them for life.
Mm.
What? You mean the parent has to do that? What?
Yeah. That sounds like the parent has to do that.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
You would give a child, you explain, you know, because what I do is I don't like to teach how to fuck. So I put on the projector, try to make it as colorful as possible, add some visual aids and stuff like that.
Mm.
And I'll give them the textbook after and say, okay, this is the chapter. This is the topic.
Mm-hmm.
So look for cereals, rice, and pasta.
Mm-hmm.
What page that on? If you open the book, look at the table of contents. For cereal. What page that on?
Not a phrase.
It's in the page 42.
Mm-hmm.
Go to page 42.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I want you to do is write down what do you want us to write again?
Thank God I'm not.
By the time they start asking the questions, and I say, okay, go to the box. And answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And once you answer the questions, you would then get the answers from the information.
Mm-hmm.
Where did I get the answers from?
God damn it.
If that's question one, you should go probably to the front of that chapter
mm-hmm.
and start reading from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably you'll find the answer to, they have a problem with that.
Mm.
And they'll get so frustrated. I can't find the answer for this. Okay, bring it. Let's see. So now I begin to start reading the information with them. And when I read it, it's like, oh, that's where it is.
Are they able to read, Mr. Arthur? Do you find out that they're able to read? No, I seriously ask that because, you know, sometimes there are scenarios where you might say something to a child and you say, look in the book or you do this. And I think some of the reality is some of them just...
They can't read?
Can't read.
Some of them can't read. But mm-hmm. the catch is... You have some teachers who will say, listen, if you don't understand, come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And let me be able to explain to you and let me help you and assist you.
Mm-hmm.
Some children ask, we're so prideful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to know I can't read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I learned that my first year teaching, I had a 12th grade class and they set me up. They set me up because
mm-hmm.
they know the young men in the class can't read. So I, being a new teacher, whoa.
Did you say all of them?
12th grade?
The 12th grade. All of them knew that young man could not
read. Oh, okay. I thought you said all of them in the 12th grade.
No. Really? So they, you know, I had the textbook and I said, well, everybody, I told one of the young men to read. He said, well, I have to read. Everybody have to read. So I said, okay. Well, everybody have to read when that time comes. I'll tell you when to start. We ran around and when we got to that young man, I realized that everybody started doing this silent laugh. Tell the bright young man in the class, he's turning cherry red,
mm-hmm.
where he's pulling the laughing. He got past the word the. The was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He's now in the 12th grade. The is a problem.
Question. How the hell did he get that far? Somebody didn't social drop the promotion. Ball. Somebody social took the ball promotion. And knocked it clean out the fucking park. Someone teethed the ball and put it under in the cemetery.
He could not get past the first four words and he started to cry.
Mm.
Cause that's embarrassing.
And then the class started to laugh because he could not get past the first four words.
Wow.
And none of the words was more than five letters.
Wow.
That kid's cruel, but fuck.
None of the words was more than five letters. And he stood there and he sat in that room and he cried. And that was me.
Mm-hmm.
And from then, I stopped doing the whole read around the room thing.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for a volunteer or I would do most of the reading mm-hmm. so that I realize if I read and I pronounce the words correctly, mm-hmm. they get it. Because mm-hmm. now if a student reads and they don't pronounce the word right, they're going to remember that the word the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell them whilst they're writing the notes, listen to me read.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would read and I'll walk around the room and read so you could hear me very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But he sat there that day and he cried. Most of these kids can't read. Their parents can't read.
Mm-hmm.
But the catch is, because you can't have a 13-year-old in a primary school, we can't repeat you. Because now you'll have a teenager amongst little children. So you have to move up.
Mm.
And then when you go, it's almost like we have to teach almost hooked on phonics at a high school level because kids can't read. But the catch is, parents know that your child has a learning disability. Mm-hmm. But you don't want your child to go to the special school mm-hmm. who have special teachers to mm-hmm. reach that child mm-hmm. because you don't want nobody to say your child is retarded. But the catch is, it has nothing to do with retardation. Mm-hmm. You have specialists that's going to take their time mm-hmm. and introduce this to your child. Mm-hmm. And once your child is at that level, now your child can come back into the regular school. I think that's what we need. Mm-hmm. We need a school where we have specialists who deals with reading at that level. Mm-hmm. And once the child is up to level, we can now move them yeah. back. That's what's needed, because okay. you cannot do that in a class of 35 to 42 children. You cannot. Mm-hmm. You can't teach that there. Mm-hmm. So now we realize, okay, we have about this percentage. Let's do a little testing to see where the students are. Okay, so now we're going to send them to this school, because you don't want the parent to feel like, okay, my child going to the school with the child of the young man who has Down syndrome, because my child don't have Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. So now they don't feel comfortable sending their child to the school with the mm-hmm. students who have Down syndrome. And I think that's where the problem is mm-hmm. with that. So we need to form at least a school that is going to deal with learning disabilities. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of reading specialists in the government school system. Mm-hmm. Let's get all of them and put them into a school. Mm-hmm. Because now you have teachers teaching primary level math in the 10th grade. Why are we doing that? Mm-hmm. Why are we doing hooked on phonics? Why are you going to tell a 10th grade student to look for cuddled pictures out of a magazine that begins with vowel, the vowels, which is A-E-I-O-U.
Oh, yes.
And when you get the work back, and this is a true story, when you get the work back, you see the word Caribbean. And you look at the 10th grade child and you said, well, C isn't a vowel, is it? No, it isn't. So what are the vowels again? A-E-I-O-U. Mm-hmm. So the child goes back to his desk and he cuts the C off and says, now it's a ribbon.
Wow. Wow.
Because it begins with A now instead of the C. He didn't even comprehend that that's not even the word now.
Boy.
This is the 10th grade. So what happened between primary school and junior high? Now we are senior high teachers and having to deal with this now. Why?
Because all they're doing is keep pushing them up.
And now we can't automatically repeat your children because we don't want you to beat us up. So you have to request that your child is repeated.
That's ridiculous. Because
so now we have to, now the responsibility is back on who? The parents.
The parents, yes.
So now I have to realize that my child has a learning disability and I have to figure out what I'm going to do about it. But if the parent isn't involved to even realize that my child has a learning disability.
Yeah,
we sell up report cards for years, pile up in the school. These parents don't pick
parents
up report cards.
Don't come and get them.
No.
Oh, no.
No interest in their child's learning. But they're the first ones that come up there.
Oh, yeah.
With the B's and the F's.
Oh, yeah.
Placing all responsibility on the teacher.
Oh, yeah.
This fucking teacher doing this and that. Why he failed my child? And
this teacher don't like my child.
Why
and
weren't you interested in your child in the first place? Now you're interested when he's failing and can't make the graduation. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, yes, this is another one of my that one another thing that thoroughly irritates me. And Theo, I'm sure you were in school for this era, right? Why were they shoving down our throats Christopher Columbus was a hero? Because when we know exactly the fact, you know, so fuck up about that is because the minute we left high school, we found out that Christopher Columbus was a rapist, a colonizer, a murderer, a this, a that. He was everything but a hero.
Now, Chris, now here's the thing.
He discovered the Bahamas. What you talking about?
Bullshit.
That's bullshit. Columbus covered the Bahamas. Oh, Lord, Lord.
They even got a nursery rhyme about it.
Y'all better don't get out, Mr. Arthur. That's all Mr. Arthur he wrote.
How could you not? We've been teaching that to these students from primary school. They have the songs and everything. Are you going to tell them that's not so?
Absolutely. when Christopher Columbus came here, he met some people.
Yes.
What?
right? He ain't discovered shit.
So he discovered nothing.
That's like me going in your car and finding $50. Leonard, where you got it from? I discovered it in your chair.
Like, and it's the whole fuck out of here.
It's mine now.
Really?
It's mine
really,
now.
It's mine now. I discovered that $50.
Mm-hmm. So, you're sitting in your car and they grab you and push you out.
I discovered this car.
Yes.
And you, and because Christopher Columbus did it, I can do it too.
Now, you do that now. That's your ass, Mr. Postman.
Now, I think one of the ways to answer Leonard's question is this. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing a quote from a war general. War general said, "History is written by the victors." Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did Christopher Columbus come from Europe?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct.
He came from Europe. Mm-hmm. What is the origin of the basis of the curriculum in the Bahamas again?
European.
It's a European system? Holy fucking shit.
So he is their hero.
Ah. And so if Queen Elizabeth says, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Guess which all of us little nigger children learned in primary school? Because I can guarantee you, almost every Caribbean country, you are going to find a Columbus primary.
Or a statue.
Or a statue.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
All of that shit. I don't know if y'all was alive back in 1992, but in 1992, the Bahamas lost its collective mind celebrating the quincentennial. Lost its mind. We printed a brand new dollar.
Sure did.
We had a quincentennial punch soda, and we marched the streets parading around a rapist and killer. Now, the good thing about that is, in recent years, we learned from our mistakes. So we don't celebrate Columbus Day anymore.
No.
It's National Heroes Day.
About fucking time.
About fucking time. We learned from that. But think about it. From probably our parents was in school, Columbus was on the front of the book.
Yep.
In front of their notebooks? Yep. Oh, hell yes. Hell yes.
He was on the dollar bill as
He was on the dollar bill.
See, again, they don't teach our kids. You know what? Not the select few that teach our kids sense. But for those that are just teaching for teaching's sake or whatever, they don't teach our kids sense.
Because it might have been in a curriculum. Like, following it.
Social studies? That's all we did. Christopher Columbus did Feliz Navidad and miss. Because for me personally, in high school, we found out Christopher Columbus was a rapist and things like that. And to find out that truth and then go to school for this to be beaten down in my head, it's like a contradiction. It wasn't until he got out of school, he was like, all right, this is right. I ain't got nobody beating Christopher Columbus down in my head all day again. No, he's a rapist. Again, the common sense is, how could he discover something, a place already inhabited?
Now, let's even take that a step further. Myself and two other students in my class at the time asked the same question. Well, how did he discover something and the Arawaks were already there? And you know what happened?
Get out of class.
Pam! Shut up!
Sorry.
How fucking dare you question this book?
The authority.
How dare you question this educational system that you niggas have been privileged to be a part of? How dare you? How dare you question your country's legacy and history? Because it's full of fucking shit. That's why. If I am 12 and 13 years old and I'm with two other students and if it don't make sense to us, God damn it, the teacher, don't get mad at me because you fucking stupid.
Okay, so they beat you because you asked questions about something that made no sense at all.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
That's why that particular teacher, when I saw him after I graduated from school, I had no problem punching him in the face. Mm. None whatsoever.
Mm. What?
Students don't punch teachers in the face. Don't do that.
Full disclosure, the Limitless Podcast is not here to incite violence against any teachers or anything like that.
They know the right teachers. Trust me.
Let me say this. If you were a child that was molested by a teacher, you get your chance to get the one up on him or her. No, sorry, not her. On him.
No, her too.
If you get the one up on any one of them, take it. Because chances are, ain't nothing can come to it. You can get no justice. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't talk when you was a child, you can get no justice.
No.
But anyway, be that as it may.
That's a topic for another day.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there. You know? So, Mr. Theo, thank you for being a guest on the show. But at the end of the show, we like to ask this one simple question. How do we fix this issue?
Mm.
Not just in our society, but in our educational system. All the questions that we have, all the pet peeves and the mm-hmm. irritants and the concerns we have of our educational system. How do we resolve that? Do you think our educational system need to be completely checked, looked into, or things like that?
I think they are slowly changing a lot of things.
Mm.
I just think we need to stop trying to teach everything, everybody straight across the board.
Mm-hmm.
We need to break it down. I think I heard maybe, I don't know if this Minister of Education or another Minister of Education said we need to have a technical studies school for the young men or young women who, you know, can't get what they need to get in a regular class setting.
No. Is that not BTVI? I'm being very serious when I ask that.
No, I think you mean at that level.
Okay.
Not at that level, because BTVI is basically almost like is college prep.
It's tertiary.
Right. So before we get to BTVI, let's see how we can reach these students before that level and see if we can get them into BTVI after we're done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and I think we need to stop teaching straight across the board. We need to break down the system where it's specialized. Like, we have kids with special needs with learning disabilities. Let's get mm-hmm. them into that program.
Mm-hmm.
So I think every school needs to have a unit where we could reach the needs of these students. And I think once we do that, we will notice the difference in how kids learn, how kids respond. And I think we need to really start holding parents accountable for their children.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
You know, mm-hmm. we have teachers have been parents to these children. Like, before I was even 30, I had kids calling me dad. Why? Because I'm the only father figure that they knew.
Mm.
I'm the only one there. Listen, you can do it no matter what. You're a young man. You're going to make it. You're a young lady, and you're not going to fail yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And mm-hmm. and because of that, they look at that as a role model or that parent figure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at myself like, I'm not even close to 30. Why do I have children at 18, 17 calling me, you know?
Mm.
But we need to start holding parents accountable.
Mm.
They really need, I don't even know how we could do that. But if parents could really take that extra initiative and just check on your children, talk to their teachers, the difference that would make mm-hmm. would be so great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can sit down and say, listen, and listen to the teacher talk. Don't just listen good. You know, some teachers be like, listen, your child is an awesome student, really good behavior, but
mm-hmm.
needs special attention. Sometimes I'll tell a student, this school is really huge in population. You need to find a smaller setting school for your child. That's where they can be reached.
Mm-hmm.
And I think things like that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but every day we have a group of specialists. We're redoing the curriculums and we're rethinking all these things of, like you said, the Christopher Columbus and the different mathematics and how we shit. They're cutting it and they're revamping it, and that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I can't take that away from that. That's mm-hmm. what they're doing now. Mm-hmm. And every time you'll see, okay, this is the draft, I want you to look at it, or they'll go to get a group of math teachers together, group of English teachers together. Let's try draft up a new curriculum. Let me see your thoughts. That's what they've been doing.
Yeah, especially that BGCSE shit.
With that being said, it's heading into that being said, I think that's what we need. Just specialized learning and not teach 42 students straight across the board and trying to get 42 A's, because it's not going to work out that way.
Mm. That's good. Mr. Ruckus Mann, how do we try to resolve this issue in our educational system?
Theo, he said it correctly. Parents need to take more of an initiative. Listen, if you got time to lay in the bed and grind, you got time to sit down and try to influence your child's mind. Okay? No, it is not the teacher's job to raise your children. It's the parents' job. And if you are too busy for that, maybe you don't deserve to be a parent. Maybe you should have thought about that before you let this person juice you raw. And I have to keep coming back to that.
Responsibility.
Yes. Responsibility. Children are not accessories. Mm-hmm. I keep saying this is not, this ain't a watch. This ain't rims for your car. This ain't weave. Mm-hmm. You can't send the child back where it come from, because you don't want to deal with this no more.
No, you got to deal with that.
You got to deal with that. Mm-hmm. If you know deep in yourself you ain't ready for that, don't fuck with it in more ways than one. So it starts at home. The parents need to be held more accountable for their children, right? And honestly, there needs to be stiffer penalties on the parents if neglect is a factor. Mm-hmm. There needs to be that. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't know my situation. I have to go to work. I have to work two jobs. Children is not for you. Guess what? They already here, right? They didn't ask to come here. You as the parent, you have a decision to make. You could either continue to neglect your children, and you're going to be picking them up from the police station or from the morgue. Or or you could make the sacrifice and do what needs to be done in the best interest of your children.
Who did not ask to be here
and who came into this world under your negligence. Mm-hmm. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. And like Brother Theo said, if you realize your child has a disability, no, that's not a indictment on your character.
No.
Because I've heard fathers say, I don't have retarded sperm. Nigga, you serious?
Dumbass.
Or it may be a fact that this is a mental illness, maybe in the family, that's coming to light. You're choosing to ignore it because you're more worried about, well, what everybody in my neighborhood can say, I have retarded children, or I have stupid children. And then you can project that onto your children. And then they carry that into society. Everything always funnels back to the parents. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to say it like that.
Be a better parent. Miss Iridescence, how would you say we resolve this issue in our society and educational system?
I can't say it any better than these two gentlemen, so I'll just try and add on to what they were saying. Our children are a reflection of us. They are an extension of us. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that's happening in the child, whether it's disability, a learning disability, or something else going on, that is a reflection of what they're either not getting from the parent, or that's a reflection of what's been unresolved in the parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to learn that, again, these children are your responsibility when yes. you do bring them into this world. Yes. They're no one else's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
God bless, we do have teachers like Mr. Arthur and some, a few others that are passionate about children, that are passionate about their learning. But at the end of the day, they're not the one to lay that foundation mm-hmm. that you should be laying at home.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. just adding on, okay, teach them this, teach them that, but they're not responsible for their overall development, like mm-hmm. Mr. Rucker said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, I want to say that I believe that our curriculum has to be revamped.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
has to totally be revamped because mm-hmm. we are not, our children are not little British European people.
No.
They are little black African children
mm-hmm.
born in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things about us that our children need to know and need to learn. And I think we can implement that within the system somehow within yeah. the curriculum.
And just to add to
European history.
Just to add to that a little bit, just this next sentence I want to put in. If in Empress Iridescent saying that, the first thing that comes to your mind, my German ain't no African German, you need to shut your dumb ass up.
Because everyone is from Africa. That is...
Just shut the whole fuck up forever.
It's called motherland for a reason.
Yes.
You chose stupid ass.
Exactly.
Well, I, the only thing I have to say is educational system needs to be revamped
mm-hmm.
seriously. Mm-hmm. And there needs to be a level of accountability from our parents and a level of dependability.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The teachers yes. need to be able to depend on the parents yes. Yes. to continue their education after mm-hmm. they leave school.
Mm-hmm.
Check on your kids, mm-hmm. see if they have homework. Don't just tell them do their homework. Sit down and assist them with doing their homework. Maybe your stupid ass would learn something.
And to add to that, because I'm sure, Leonard, as a parent, you may have experienced this.
I always do.
I'm sure, yes, there are times you come home from work and you're tired. You done had a shitty day on the job, right? This may even be a time when your child is acting up, right? And all you most want in the house is peace and quiet, nigga. Sit down, do your homework, shut the hell up. Don't bother me. I tired. But see, it's in that moment.
Yes.
You shouldn't lash out at him.
Exactly.
You are still a parent.
Mm.
Now, if you're being rambunctious and being disrespectful and things like that, what the Bible say? Spare the rod and spoil the child.
Oh yeah, cut ass is in session.
Oh, my man, cut ass never killed me. And I toted it. Mm. I toted it.
Yes.
You know, but yeah, there has to be dependability on teachers have to be able to depend on parents to continue their education once kids leave the sanctity of school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't just you learn that when you get home. Oh, you learn that in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. No, that's education supposed to be an ongoing process.
Yes.
As long as you still have life, you should still be able to learn something.
Yes.
Nobody in the world knows every goddamn thing.
No.
I'm 100% sure of that.
Mm.
But I'm sure you can learn from somebody else.
Yes, you can.
So
I'm sure the teachers even learn from the students.
They should.
They from other teachers.
Mm.
They surely do.
Yeah, so. Well.
Could I plug in one last thing? One last thing. And then I just want to make this statement. And then Lord Leonard can close out the show. We have all encountered people who believe they slick. Sometimes children believe they slick.
Mm, they fast.
Sometimes... some of these children is just plain fucking evil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure Theo can attest to that. I'm sure he bucked mm-hmm. a few bad seeds.
He's so quickly agreeing. Like, mm-hmm.
That's a topic for another day, but that also needs to be kept in mind.
Yeah.
That also needs to be, but even in kids being a bad seed, that's still traced back to the parents.
Parents, absolutely.
You being a parents at home with they stupid ass
mm-hmm.
ignoring the child.
You see the child.
Beating the child. So the answers into the child. So the child comes home and say, I don't understand what I was taught today. What do you mean you don't understand what you was taught today?
You learned that.
And every wrong answer is a cut.
And then they wonder why the child turns into the Joker.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was Education Under Scrutiny with my special guest, Theo J. Arthur.
One and only.
And you know him. You love him. Mr. Ruckus Man.
Yes, that was me with the bullshit.
And my other special guest, not special guest, my other co-host.
Yes.
Miss Iridescence, CEO of Iridescence Media.
Peace, love, and light, family.
Mm-hmm. And I have been your host, Lord Leonard. And this has been Limitless with Lord Leonard. Peace.